I've long wanted to do a show about fascism in Europe because I've always thought any society could fall into the rut where some bombastic leader can make promises and there can be a sort of a perfect storm of conditions after a war, after a recession, after a depression, when those promises for jobs will resonate. And we've got a perfect storm right now in the developed world, in the Western world, where in Poland, in Hungary, in Britain, in Turkey, here in the United States, we've got that dynamic going on. And I just wanted to remind Americans through public television that we can learn from history. Germany and Italy and Spain paid a big price for their fascism. And when you were in Germany in the 1920s, you couldn't hardly imagine that happening to that society. But incrementally, little by little, the table is set. And then if you have one event, bam, the next morning, you've lost your democracy and you've got a complete totalitarian government. They had the burning of their Reichstag, and that did it. In Turkey, they had a failed coup, and that did it. If we had a 9/11 tomorrow, we could have that right here. And I just, I'm so thankful that with public broadcasting, we can take our travels and learn from our travels. We can learn from history, and we can share those lessons. And it was really a fun challenge for me in my role as a TV producer and a travel writer to sort of weave through all my travels and the sightseeing I've done and the people I've talked to and the lessons I've learned and put this one-hour show together, the Rick Steves story of fascism in Europe.
You visit the sites that have some type of connection to fascism.
And when you go into that elevator at Berchtesgaden and then you go up the mountain and you pop out at Hitler's Eagle's Nest, boy, you realize, man, that society marched in lockstep. Even these stones obey. And it just gives you, it just chills. When you go to Mussolini's planned city, you recognize and you read the pavement. And he's got in this pavement all of this bombastic, totalitarian language. I mean, it's amazing. He celebrates every accomplishment with such vigor. He's got a thing that says, many enemies, much honor. It's duce, duce, duce. When you think that when Hitler and Mussolini marched together from Piazza Venezia over to the Colosseum, Mussolini actually built a boulevard for that walk. And he put Roman emperors all along the way because these leaders love to be in the company of other totalitarian leaders. It's fascinating stuff. And when you go to Nuremberg, where you had these gatherings, these incredible rallies, and you stand on the podium where Hitler stood, and you think of the tens of thousands of people that gathered there and how it was broadcast and it was played in every theater in the country, and you realize, boy, those guys were smart with their propaganda and with their publicity. It's a fascinating story. And you realize it could happen today.
Is this part of the Rick Steves evolution? Are you going to get into more of these specials focusing on...
Well, that's a good question, Patrick, because for 20 years I've been doing my travel shows every 2 years like clockwork. We've got a dozen or 13 new shows on this station, and it's just so great to be able to do that, and I'm continuing with that. At the same time, if there's a topic that I'm interested in, and that's the joy of this. This is public television. Nobody from headquarters says, oh, this is trendy, let's talk about that. It's just you got different people who are passionate about things with something to share. I was all excited about the 500th anniversary of the Reformation show. We did a show about Martin Luther for 2017. I was all excited about getting to know Iran, to humanize Iran. I mean, sometimes you got to bomb people, but I think you should know them first so it hurts. And I did a show on Iran. Thanks to public television, we were able to air it. I just love traveling in the Holy Land, but I really feel strongly that when you go to the Holy Land, you should hear both narratives on both sides of the wall. There's nothing... There's no argument about that. It's real people on both sides of that wall. Let's hear both sides. And that's what we did, and public television aired it. That wouldn't have been aired elsewhere in the dial, I can promise you that. In public television, we are driven not by trying to keep our advertisers happy, but we're driven by bringing reality to our viewers. And as a public television host and producer of specials, I realize that I've got a beautiful audience because in public television, we can assume an attention span, we can respect people's intelligence, and we can produce programs driven, again, not by a passion for keeping advertisers happy, but by our passion for bringing our audience a better understanding of our world. So, I did the Holy Land. I did Celebrate Christmas in 7 different countries. I did Celebrate Easter in 6 different countries. Those were fun projects. In a couple of weeks, I'm flying to Ethiopia to scout a show on hunger. I've got a show that I'm cooking up called Ethiopia, Guatemala, Hunger, and Hope. And I just love to be steep on the learning curve. I love to take my crew there. And I'm just so thankful for the opportunity to bring these shows home. And it's just the spirit of public broadcasting. That's why I just think, you know, thoughtful consumers of media understand that money shapes media and media shapes us. And most of the money out there is corporate money with corporate values. But here on WGVU, it is public values and it is public dollars. And that's what public media is all about. So stay tuned. We've got a lot of travel and we've got a lot of lessons from our travel. And the show also we've got just coming up in a couple months, the show about cruising. That's another good example. It's not an advertisement for cruising. It's a consumer advocate's look. How could an independent traveler enjoy a cruise ship in the Mediterranean? Well, we've got a whole hour in that coming up right here on WGVU. But right now, I'm so excited about this fascism show because it is timely. And we need to know, what did Europe learn from their experiment with fascism 100 years ago? And how our society is going to deal with the fear and the refugee problems and the need for jobs and the crazy media that sets the table for the same opportunity for some bombastic wannabe autocrat to derail democracy. It could happen in any country on this planet, and we have to be vigilant because we are stakeholders here and we each have to be engaged, or we might wake up tomorrow and find out that it's difficult to get what we lost back.
Rick Steves, what a pleasure. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Patrick. Nice to be with you.